The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
And live from Spurrier Snyder Rink on the campus of Wesleyan University, this is Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Brent Luthner here from Middletown, Connecticut, where this evening their Middlebury Panthers take on the Wesleyan Cardinals. Coming into this one, the Panthers with a record of 6-7-5 overall, 5-2-5 all importantly in the NESCAC. Wesleyan comes in with a record of 2 wins, 9 losses, and 7 ties overall. And their NESCAC record, one of the more unusual ones that you may see, 2 wins, 4 losses, and 6 ties. So between the two, they've seen a lot of overtime during the course of the season as we get set here for Middlebury and Wesleyan. This, of course, the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show as we are live here from Spurrier Snyder Rink. We'll go over the goals from last weekend first. Of course, Middlebury played 2 games, the first one against Connecticut College, the second one against Tufts, both of them at Kenyon Arena. And the Panthers, in the first game against Connecticut College, nobody could find the back of the net for 60 minutes, but in overtime, Vinny Gisanti put the game winner home for Middlebury.
Not able to control the puck. Back comes Di Pretoro. Over the line to Michaud. Michaud shot high across the crossbeam into the Middlebury end. Rebound all the way back into the camel zone. 2:10 now left in the contest. Giordano. Score! Vinny Gisanti scores a game-winning goal! And Middlebury wins it 1-0. Vinny Gisanti coming over the left wing, took a wicked shot, top shelf where Mama hides the cookies, and he beats Tom Coughlin like a redded mule.
And so, Gisanti, his 7th unassisted at 2:57, gave the Panthers the 1-0 victory in the game Saturday night at Kenyon Arena. A big win for Middlebury. Stephen Klein turned aside all 24 shots that he faced to get the shutout and the victory for Middlebury. Well, the next afternoon, the Tufts Jumbos came to town, and it was a back-and-forth affair all throughout. Tufts would grab the lead. They grabbed the lead 1-0 on a David Lackner goal in the first period. Then in the second, Jake Charles, just for a little over 4 minutes in, leveled the score.
Around to Walter. Walter trying to get it out. He does to center ice. Jumbo's now able to clear it through the center ice area into the Middlebury zone. Jumbo shot from a bad angle. Good save by Klein to Gogan. To McClellan in front of the penalty box.
streaking down the right side. McClellan over the line. Shot, save, rebound, score! McClellan makes the shot. Buried at the very end, I think, by Najjar, and the Panthers tied up by a score of 1-1.
It wasn't Najjar. It was Jake Charles, his fifth of the season. McClellan and Gogan, the assist. Typical case of a good save at one end, leading the offense at the other. That tied it at one. Brian Ouellette then, for Tufts, made it 2-1 jumbos, his second of the year at 11:02 from Flanagan and Goldberg. It was 2-1 after two periods of play. Well, the Panthers would come back early in the third period, 3:07 mark. Mike Najjar, who had been skating well, leveled the score once again for the Panthers.
Tufts finally able to get to center ice. Cage, nice job as he picks it up, gets it to Falvey. They throw it in deep. Evan Newgold. Middlebury on a line change. Newgold just trying to keep the puck alive in the Tufts zone, waiting for some reinforcements. Gets Jasanti in there. Vinny Jasanti to Newgold. In front is Najjar. Score! Mike Najjar taking the pass on the corner from Evan Newgold, and the Panthers tie it at two.
For Najjar, his third of the season. Newgold and Jasanti on the assist at 3:07. That tied it at two. Tufts, about 4 minutes later, took the lead again. Chad Goldberg this time is fourth from Ouellette and Berger. That line just gave all sorts of trouble to the Panthers. That made it 3-2 Tufts. That was on the power play. But the Panthers would have a power play of their own late in the third period, and Brendan McGovern would capitalize.
So Tufts skating with three men, Middlebury with four. This is the opportunity the Panthers need. 2:51 left in the contest. Jumbos win the draw, and they send it all the way down the ice. Here come the Panthers. Holding the call, Middlebury's Newgold over the line, into this jumbo zone, in front, shot, score! Power play goal, Brandon McGovern, tic-tac-toe from the captain, Evan Newgold, and the Panthers tie the game at three.
It was Brendan McGovern on the goal, his fifth of the season. Newgold and Stephen Klein, the goaltender, who had left it off for Newgold all the way back in the Panther end, got the secondary assist, 17-27. That tied it at three. No one scored in overtime. Shots in the game. Middlebury at 38. Middlebury at 41. Tufts at 40. And the final score was 3-3. So Middlebury 1-0-1 last weekend. And now coming up against Wesleyan, who they tied at Middlebury earlier in the season. So another theme to this one is to finish the job. As the Wesleyan game was a 3-3 game. Middlebury lost the lead in that one and ended up tying 3-3. So they have to finish the job here against Wesleyan at Spurrier-Snyder Rink this evening. When we come back, we'll look at other games that are going to be going on around the NESCAC today and get you all set up for Panther hockey as the Panthers taking on the Wesleyan Cardinals. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. Delamotorsports.net.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Spurrier Snyder Rink at Wesleyan University. Panthers and Cardinals getting set at the top of the hour. This is, of course, the LaBerge Insurance, the pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. There are, of course, other games going on in the NESCAC, and as we come down the home stretch, other important games. Middlebury, of course, their goal at the beginning of the season was to secure a top four spot, which would get them a home game in the first round of the NESCAC playoffs. Right now, they're still on track with that, but they have a lot of difficult games still to navigate here in league play. This is one of five games in the league tonight. Bowdoin and Amherst will square off in Amherst, Massachusetts, while Colby visits Hamilton over in Clinton, New York. Connecticut College is at Tufts tonight, and then, of course, Williams and Trinity, as usual, with Middlebury being here. Wesleyan Williams just up the road in Hartford to take on Trinity here this evening, and then, of course, everybody flip-flops around tomorrow for the 3 and 4 o'clock games on the slate. There is one 7 o'clock game, but that's to deal with later on. But very important games here in the NESCAC, and we bring it up, as we said, because Middlebury at 5-2-5 right now sits in fourth place. They do have a little bit of a cushion over Amherst, who's sitting at 4-5-3. They'll be going on points. It's a four-point cushion. But at this stage of the season, you don't want to drop any points, especially in league play. And considering that the next four games for Middlebury, Trinity at Williams, home to Williams, and then home to Hamilton before they finish out with Amherst, who's trying to check them down. So that's the last five league games after tonight. So for the Middlebury Panthers, every point or every 2 points that they can gain them are crucial in where they stand in the league trying to get a top four seed for the playoffs. Hamilton is within their sights. And if you're going again by points, they're only a couple points behind. And Middlebury, in terms of losses, are on the same level as Trinity and Williams. It's a matter of tying five games as opposed to the others, having tied none and one respectively. So still going to be a tough go for the Panthers as they try to secure the points here at Spurrier-Snyder Rink against Wesleyan. And, of course, this athletic complex here, a lot of events going on here tonight. Basketball game going on next door. Williams is in town for that one. All different sorts of stuff going on here, and so it'll be an adventurous night here at Wesleyan University. When we come back, keys to the game, starting lineups as we get you set for the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals here from Middletown, Connecticut. You're listening to Middlebury Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Spurrier Snyder Rink. The officials have just hit the ice as the nets are anchored in place, and we are almost set to have the team step out in the Middlebury Panthers and the Wesleyan Cardinals as they get set up here in this one. Keys to the game. And the first key, if you're Middlebury, is play a full 60 minutes. It is something that Coach Neil Sinclair has really been wanting to see from the get-go. They had a complete 60 at Amherst earlier in the season. And that's something that you, as a player and a coach, you always try to strive for. It seemed to be that Middlebury gets into just a little bit of a spot where they may have about 4 or 5 minutes where they're off their game, and the opponents jump right on it and then, you know, get some goals or whatever the case may be. And so for Middlebury, you want to play a full 60. Go out there, play hard all the way through, and try to control the game. That's point number one. Point number two, understand that Wesleyan is not a team that scores many goals. In fact, they've only scored 37 total. That's league and non-league. For goals per game average of 2.06. So if you're Middlebury, you know that you have to get some offense on goal, try to get some goals early, get them off, and make Wesleyan play from behind. A team that has trouble scoring, even though they did tie Middlebury 3-3 earlier in the season. It's a team that does struggle a little bit in the scoring department, so try to get those goals early and then play with that lead. If you can keep that lead and stay ahead of Wesleyan, it may end up working well in your favor. And, of course, the third key, special teams. Special teams will be the key. Middlebury's power play has picked up a little bit as of late. You got to make sure on both sides, special teams, they play well, you know, play with some intensity and take advantage of their opportunities. We're now getting the starting lineups. First for the Panthers. A senior from West Vancouver, British Columbia, number 10, Jake Charles on the right wing. At center, a sophomore from Surrey, British Columbia, it's Mark McClellan, number 37. And at left wing, a freshman from Oakville, Ontario, number 38, Camille Tkachuk. The defenseman on one side, it'll be the senior from Roslyn, New York on the right side, Ron Fisher, number 14. On the left side, it'll be the junior from Milton, Massachusetts, number 5, Andrew Neary. And in goal for the Panthers will be number 31, the sophomore, Stephen Klein out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. On the season, Klein is 2-3, is a 5-6-2 with a 2.35 goals against and a 9.23 save percentage. Much better record numbers in league, 5-2-2, a 1.74 goals against, at a 9.42 save percentage. on the Wesleyan side as we wrap up the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. First getting introduced is number 8, Dominic Oliver, a freshman from Butler, Pennsylvania. James Klein, a junior from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 25, is the other forward. Jordan Jantz, a sophomore from Stillwater, Minnesota, number 13, is the center, or is the left wing, I should say. The captain, number 24, is Eric Casey, a senior from Sudbury, Pennsylvania, number 24. Mike Yablong, number 2, a freshman from Winnetka, Illinois, I should say. And in goal, number 1, Dawson Spriggings, a junior from Toronto, Canada, on the season. 2.77 or 2.84 goals against and a 9.01 save percentage. When we come back, game time, Panthers and Cardinals. You're listening to Panthers Hockey on the One Credit Union, Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
The Panthers play here. WBTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
As we're ready to start here at Spurrier Snyder Rink, Brett Luthner. Glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Panthers and Cardinals. Middlebury going from left to right in the navy blue jerseys trimmed in whites with a big Middlebury M reminiscent of the old Montreal Maroons on the front of the sweaters. Wesleyan in what the striping on their home jerseys is identical to the New York Rangers. Instead of blue, though, it's black along with the red. In the predominantly white jerseys, they're going from right to left. Into the zone, Middlebury. Dampen around is McClellan. Mark McClellan behind the net. Leaves it off for Charles. Back to the right point for Fishman. A wrister. Through and scores! Might have been tipped in front. 30 seconds into the game. Panthers lead 1-0. And you cannot get off to a better start than that if you're Middlebury. Just what we were saying, get that early goal, force Wesley into play from behind. We'll see if it was tipped, but that is a big goal early on in this game for the Panthers. Charles got one assist, the laid offside, and it'll be whistled down. So Charles got the assist. And Fishman's got another assist, so did not pick up the deflection in front. Either way, still a big goal there for Middlebury. As this is 1-0 in favor of the Panthers, but this one flipped up and out of play as we get the whistle. So we played 54 seconds. One nothing Panthers. Off the draw. Might have been Kamil Tkachuk in front that they're giving the credit the goal to. Of course, without the live scoring, we're kind of at a handcuff, and the public address system here, albeit loud, is very muffled. So right now, we're going to go Tkachuk on it on the deflection, as this is back into the Wesleyan zone. The captain, Evan Newgold, after it. He gets checked, turned over, and now the Cardinals come back the other way in a 3-on-3. That's cut off by Zach Weir, number 12. To the point, a wrister, save Klein. He swats away a rebound, loose in the slot. After it, Jay Matthews, number 12 for Wesleyan. He turns it over, though. And the Panthers come the other way, 2-on-2. A wrister deflected up into the wood ceiling, not into the crowd here. And we get a stoppage of play. So right now, it's Tkachuk on the goal, his second from Charles and Fishman at 30 seconds, as Tkachuk was the one that deflected in front to make it 1-0. Off the draw, Wesleyan in control. This is up in. It did come out of his own and back in. Neary couldn't hold the line. And so we get a whistle. With 18:07 to go in the first period, in a 1-0 Panthers lead. I have not been in this building since 2003. It's coincidentally the site where I coached my first ever hockey game, or ice hockey as it were, for a women's team called the Bridgewater Wings back in the day. It's a little bit different in this one now. The players just a slight bit faster here in NCAA Division III and NESCAC. But Panthers trying to hem it in the Wesleyan zone. Right now, doing a good job of such, Travis Stevens, number 9. A board battle goes on, two-a-side scrum before the puck finally works free. And then we're going to get a couple penalties, matching minors. It looks like it'll be Haggerty and Colmar, set number 22, heading to the penalty box. Yep, that's the case. Time of the penalties, 2:25. And so face-off, it'll stay in the Middlebury zone. It's off of this that the Cardinals control and come out to center. 4-on-4 hockey for 2 minutes. A wrist shot, save by Klein. Rebound loose and another save by Klein. Another fumble and a save by Klein. And then the puck goes up and out of play, pointing his head to the sky was Alex Carlacci. He had an open net for his fourth of the season, but Stephen Klein puts the right pad out and stones him. Tremendous three-save sequence, 17-18 to go in the first, still 1-0 Panthers. And that is something to keep note of as this game goes on. That could be the early sequence that really sets the tone. Dumped into the Wesleyan zone now as the Panthers controlled off the draw. And now Wesleyan back in control. Long shot right at Klein. He's just going to hold on to it and get a whistle with 16:55 to go in the first period. And what a save sequence. And Stephen Klein was able to see it all the way through, all three shots, and knew he had to do a good, solid T-push off in the splits practically to slide across a la Jonathan Quick. They made the third save on Carlacci. Puck now out to center ice. Regrouping and sending a pass across to James Klein, number 25. passes around, and now here is Jordan Jantz, number 13. Jantz tried to center one, deflected, and just flipped up and out of the zone by Spencer Cage. 52 seconds to go in the 4-on-4, 16-24 and counting. First period, Panthers with the 1-0 lead, and now the puck in the zone, Charles. Jake Charles tried to center one across, does, and a shot by Tkachuk was deflected. Behind his own cage, Sean Ross, number 23. Ross is going to try eventually to go up the left wing side. Feathers pass across the middle, but that's cut off neatly by Vinny Gisanti. Now it's Newgold. Newgold across the Carter line. Nice move. Steps in. Save made by Spriggings. Rebound to the point. A blast from there is deflected wide, and another rebound comes into the control of the Cardinals. 12 to go. 4-on-4 hockey. Rolls all the way to Klein. He's just going to cover it and get a snow shower by Jaron Tanaka, number 15, trying to hold up. 15:43 to go, first period, 9 seconds in 4-on-4 play, 1-0 Panthers. Kamil Tkachuk right now credited with the goal, his second from Charles and Fishman at 30 seconds is how we got here. As Haggerty and Morissette are waiting to come out of the box. And they'll come out now. We're playing five-a-side again. No icing. Puck far side boards, and here come the Cardinals out with it. And across the Panther line, a bouncing puck is going to flop free and eventually into the control of Najjar. Now in across the line, a save, pass, score! That's a beautiful play. Brendan McGovern came in. He worked himself free off the foot pass from Najjar. Senator across, and it was Mark McClellan poking it home. 15:14 to go in the first. 2-0 Panthers. That is the start that they wanted to get off to. Time of the goal, 4:46. So now Wesleyan down 2-0. And that was a brilliant pass across as well. Now stepping out with this one, trying to work his way across, is Chad Malinowski, number 7. So McClellan for McGovern and Najjar. For McClellan, it's his first goal. So Mark McClellan, the sophomore, his third career goal and first of the season from McGovern and Najjar at 4:46. Just what the Panthers needed to get this one off to a good start. Now you have to complete it. Center ice, a bouncing puck, and retreating with it is Charles in his own end. Couple passes, now Fishman. Near side boards for Tkachuk. Tkachuk in across the Cardinal line. Centered one out in front, and a tip by Charles just goes wide. Rebound loose, now go get, now check it, that's Newgold on it. Newgold spinning for Charles. Charles lost it behind the net. Newgold comes off to complete the change. Puck flipped up and all the way into the Panther end. It'll be icing against the Cardinals. And so faceoff comes all the way back in the Wesleyan zone. 14:04 to go. First period. It's 2-0 Middlebury. Brilliant, brilliant start for the Panthers. And they right now show no signs of slowing down. Off the draw. That is one so cleanly by McClellan. He cleared. He just sent that all the way back into his own end. That gives the Cardinals a chance to change. Now behind the net, Wesleyan trying to control through Chris White, number 10. Puck around the wall, and the Cardinals trying to get out of the zone. eventually do get it to center, but trying to slug it back in Cage. Right onto the stick, though, of Espinoza. Andy Espinoza, number 28. And she goes behind the net with it. And that's where the Panthers pick up the puck and out to center. It's McClellan. McClellan just backhands it into the zone. Stick to side by Spriggins. And the rebound comes sliding along the boards and not out. It's going to be Paul. Check it. David Belush, number 42. Belush tried to set it behind the net. Does so. Eventually it's picked up there. And slamming on the brakes is Chris White. Puck comes up the near side boards and out to center. Right onto the stick of Zach Weir, who sends it back in. Spring sets it up behind the net. 12:54 to go. First period. 2-0 Panthers. Tkachuk and McClellan, the goal scorers for the boys in blue. A dump into the zone. That by Terrence Durkin, number 14. A puck battle right by the Zamboni door on the far side. And Wesleyan's got it. Rashad scored through a screen. Cole Morissette shot it through a screen, and Stephen Clyde never saw it. With 12:37 to go in the first period, Middlebury's cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. .723, time of the goal. I don't believe there was any deflections, and so Morissette will have his first goal. Trying to look to see it. No, it's his fifth career goal. The junior. The first of the season. This puck comes out to center. Dump back in. It'll be delayed off sides. Everybody touches up, though. Middlebury. No, it was deflected in front. Durkin. And now the Panthers in the zone, hit the post. That was Newgold who cranked it off the post. Up now in the zone, not for long though. Eventually works its way out to the neutral zone. So Durkin gets the goal, his second of the season. Morissette got one assist and we couldn't understand the other. As again, in and out, penalty call coming up with the hit. And it looks like it's going to go against the Panthers. That's indeed the case. Boarding the call against Travis Stevens. Time of the penalty, 8:31. First power play. On the season, Cardinals only 6 of 62, 9.7%. That shot blocked, Middlebury killing them off at 81.8, 36 of 44. That's tied for 45th in the country. 72nd are the Cardinals on scoring. That shot right in the mask of Klein, and he jumps on the rebound. And then afterwards, a couple guys push and shove. 11-11 to go. In the first, 2-1, Middlebury. Durkin from Morissette, and we don't know the secondary assist, 7:23 made this 2-1. And now a power play for the Cardinals. It'll be Cam McCusker to take the draw. And he'll do so against Paul Falvey, number 43. McCusker wins it, but the first one in possession, clearing it out of zones, McClellan. Back for it now is Theo Tadingo, number 17. Tadingo tried to go back to the point. It's deflected, and it'll go up again out to the neutral zone. Malinowski, cross-ice pass, and it'll be offside against Wesleyan. And so everybody will, Middlebury change up their penalty killers, and now Wesleyan will change up their power play in it. 10:51 to go in the first. A minute 22 on the penalty to Travis Stevens, and the Panthers lead 2-1. Newgold and Charles are up front. Neary and Fishman, the defenseman for Middlebury. Jay Matthews won that draw. He's joined by Babcock and Carlacci as the forwards. Charles just spins it and sends it all the way down. The defenseman, Malinowski and Tidingo. Malinowski behind his own net. Midway through the power play, 10:28, first period. And the Panthers will send it right back into the Cardinal zone. 2-1 Panthers lead. It's been an adventurous first period here in snowy Middletown, Connecticut. Into the zone, and losing an edge trying to get it into the zone was Malinowski, and that's going to help out Fishman clear it up and out of the zone. Sprigging sets it up for Malinowski, who goes behind the net. Shift change on for each side, at least among the forwards. Center ice, deflected pass, but into the zone is Yablonk. Yablonk backhands it behind the net. Neary is the first one there. He slugs it around and all the way down. Spriggings had to fly out of his net to make sure he got to that puck. 9 to go on the power play. One last rush potentially for Wesleyan. Center ice. Yablonk had it knocked off his stick. Backhanded by Gauguin into the Wesleyan end. Power play is over. Cardinals 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Touch pass out to center ice. With it, Morissette. Dumps into the Middlebury zone. In for it now is Durkin, who scored the goal a couple moments ago. Durkin sends it back out to the point. And offside on the play. And is not able to hold the line with Eric Casey. And we get a whistle. 9:06 to go, first period. It's 2-1 Panthers. Tomorrow afternoon for Middlebury visits Trinity. 4 p.m. start, pregame at 3:30 right here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Neutral zone, and Wesleyan's going to just slug it back into the zone. Late arriving crowd still coming here. As we had said, this area did get hit with some snow earlier today. Bouncing puck is going to go back towards Middlebury end. Gogan's now got it. Try to far side, but not able to get it out of the zone. It's Falvey. Second effort, tap boards, and out the center. Retreating the Wesleyan Cardinals are looking to come up and out. Get it into the Panther end. We're waiting for it. Spencer Cage. Cage tries the middle. It's a deflection, but a good one by McClellan. Negates an icing. Wesleyan back in control, quickly countering here. Oh, big hit in the neutral zone by Belouche. As he absolutely laid out, I believe that was Dominic Oliver, number 8. Oliver got caught with his head down there, but still in possession. Ross, his shot deflected up and out of play. And we get a stoppage with 7:58 to go in the first. 2-1. Middlebury still with the lead. Old style wood beams, wood ceiling, a lot of wood in this building. Some steel as well. All the seating is wood here, though, as well as some of the walls. As Klein covers this one up off the draw, and we'll do it all again. This is it has that rustic feel, if you will. Face off to the left of Stephen Klein. This one won by the Panthers, going from left to right here in the first period. Fishman, it's behind the net for Neary, who now stops back there and will set up the breakout for Middlebury. And a pass for Fishman was deflected, and so this one has to be slugged all the way down, but no icing as the puck slowed down. McClellan now in the zone. Turnaround shot deflected across. Neary steps up, as does Najar, who puts it behind the net. Going into the corner now with this McClellan. Is that any pass out in front? I shouldn't say McClellan. I said McGovern on it. McClellan now for Najar. Right point, Fishman. His shot through the screen is blocked. And a rebound eventually will come up and out to the neutral zone. Fishman regains possession. 7 minutes to go, first period. 2-1 Panthers. But in the other direction is Yablonk. His shot saved made by Klein. Rebound behind the net. A couple players dig for it. Eventually the captain, Newgold, on it. Evan Newgold gives on off. For Najar, he knocked off his stick back into the Panther end. Fishman again. On Fishman. Tries to peel away from some heavy stick checking OJ Matthews. Backhanded. And now here come the Panthers. New goal. Snap shot. Save made by Spriggins, but he didn't get all of it. Got enough of it, though, to stick it wide. Now in the neutral zone, the Cardinals come the other way. 2-on-2. As a shot gets deflected up to the wood ceilings and out of play. With 6:16 to go in the first period, Middlebury leads Wesleyan 2-1 here in NESCAC play. Face-off will be to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. He's got 6 career shutouts. That last one coming in the 1-0 victory over Connecticut College last weekend, a week ago, against the Camels in that 1-0 overtime thriller. Back to the point, holding it up and then sending it down low. Was White. Loose puck, and now here come the Panthers. Breaking it out on the left side, Tkachuk. Camille Tkachuk centers one. Charles couldn't get a stick on it. Rebound down low and now behind the net. It's wrapped around and Cam McCusker is on it. McCusker tried to go behind the net. Said stolen in front. Save made by Spriggins off the turnover. Newgold had an opportunity. Charles now. Charles steps around and goes behind the net. Dangerous play there by Wesleyan, but they got away with it. Center ice and chopped back towards the Cardinal zone. And now sent further back by McCusker. 5:18, first period, 2-1, Panthers with the lead. A long out is going to be a little bit too far. Foot race will be won by Cage, and he gets the icing. Thinking he won the race, not able to plead his case, was Oliver. 5:11 to go in the first period, 2-1 Panthers. Intermission report will recap the first period of play and give you some NHL scores going on here on this Friday night. That's the first intermission here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. This one's chopped up and out of the zone. Now hits somebody in the bench, I guess, and we get another whistle with 5:05 to go in the first period. The speakers are very loud here, in case you haven't figured out. Speakers are loud. The public address a little muffled. Well, for the local fans, they wouldn't want it any other way. Off the draw, Panthers trying to control and do. Matt Daugherty, number 3, sends it around. And eventually, this one will come up and out. Center ice and racing ahead with it. Jordan Jantz, number 13. Jantz behind the net. And that's as far as it gets. Daugherty races in the other direction. In game neutral zone before it's flipped in. That by Falvey. Comes around the wall. Intended for Fishman, but that was cut off. And Jantz going the other way. 2-on-2. Yep, that's offside. Jantz is not happy about the call, but 9 times out of 10, when you make a little move at the blue line, you'll draw a teammate offside, and that was the case there. 4:30 to go. Opening period. One goal lead for the Panthers. It's 2-1. And he got the lead 30 seconds in. Tkachuk second. Charles and Fishman assisting. McClellan's first. McGovern and Najjar made it 2-0. And Durkin tied it at 7:23 for Marsette. And we don't have a secondary. We know there was a secondary. Couldn't get the information on that as this one goes into the ceiling and out of play. 4:11 to go, first period. One of the Middlebury, one of Wesleyan fans is one of the foam fingers. As I said, there are a couple games going on here. Wesleyan basketball, men's basketball team is playing against Williams tonight. Now, neutral zone here. Panthers on it. Oh, and a big hit in the neutral zone after he made the pass. Zach Haggerty got hit hard that time by Jaron Tanaka. 2-on-2 battle down low. It's in the near corner. Coming in to pinch is Belouche. Belouche still behind the net with it. Then had the puck lifted off his stick by Casey. Eric Casey tried to get it out of his own. Couldn't do so. It was cut off by Stevens. Travis Stevens, far corner. Ties up. Haggerty. Tried to tee one up, couldn't do so, and out to center ice. And Haggerty hits Andy Espinoza. Centering pass by Carlacci is deflected. There goes Haggerty in the other direction into the Cardinal zone. A backhanded one from a sharp angle that Spriggins had to make sure he was equal to. 3:13 to go, first period, 2-1 Panthers. After the goal, the Panthers have settled down. Still needing to play the proverbial good road period here. Face off to the left of Spriggins, captain's duel. Newgold wins it, and then a shot from the point. Newgold deflection, just missed the mark. Newgold sends behind the net, trying to get in after it. Couple of Panthers up to the blue line. Newgold keeps in, though. Down low, Nishar puts a chop on it, couldn't get to the loose puck. And then now finally comes up and out the center. Retreating and spinning is McGovern. McGovern sends a pass on across for Cage. Cage shoots, it's blocked into the far corner. The Panthers set things up. Newgold, the intended recipient on that last pass, it missed, and out the center. Gogan back for it, cross-ice Cage. From the left side, far boards from us, to send into the zone. Line change on for the Panthers. 2:27 to go, first period, 2-1. Middlebury with the lead. They've had the lead for just about the entire period. That'll be an offside play, offside pass, as it were. Yes, there's no two-line passes, but still the pass was to a player in an offside position. 2:22 to go in the first. Faceoff all the way in the Wesleyan zone. 2-1, Middlebury with the lead. Jake Charles to take this draw for the Panthers against Colmar set. Marset wins the draw, puck around by Yablong. And now out come the Cardinals. Center ice is as far as it gets before on is Tkachuk. Tkachuk sends a pass back. Neary for Fishman, who dumps it into the Wesleyan end. Springs out the play around the far boards, where it's going to be backhanded right back towards the net by Charles. A tie-up near boards. A couple players bump around. Mike Yablong on the puck down behind his own cage. 1:51 opening period, 2-1, Panthers with the lead. Near side boards with the pass to Morissette. A cross ice is intercepted by Tkachuk. He's bumped off the puck, and an all big old bowling set going on there right in front of the Panther bench. Fishman the other way, shot stick to the high glass by Spriggins. Fishman digs in 1-on-4. The Panthers getting fresh troops out there. Puck around the wall, and now Wesleyan trying to break out his own, can't do so. Stick battle in the left wing circle. Down goes Winter Millbury, plays no call. Shot save in front, rebound loose. Trying to get to it, Stevens. He couldn't quite turn it around on goal. Stevens down the near corner. Trying to step out in front, couldn't do so. Help comes in the person of Haggerty. Stevens goes in there, two of them digging away in a two-on-two battle. Centering pass, nothing but white jerseys to cut that off. Center ice and the flip into the zone by Oliver. He gets knocked to his backside and then sets up on a forecheck. Coming out with this one, Fishman. On Fishman, gives it across for Neary. Neary, red line and a dump in. Line change on for some of the Panthers. Puck around the wall. Will this get out of his zone? Yep, a little to center. Gogan back in. Delayed offside. Everybody touches up. Wesleyan in control. Half a minute to go, first period. Cardinals trail 2-1 to the Panthers. Go into the Middlebury zone, puck around the wall, Gogan on it. Gogan, dangerous pass across his zone, but it'll find its mark of Brendan McGovern. McGovern weaves into the Cardinals zone with 15 to go in the period, then lost the puck. Sending it behind Nick Tadingo. Center ice and retreating for this one and dumping it back in Cage. And this should do the first period of play. One last flip up the wall, and that'll be that. So the Panthers get off to a quick start. 30 seconds in, Kamil Tkachuk at the 4:46 mark. McClellan before Durkin responded at 7:23. We're going to take a timeout. First intermission when we return. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold. The Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Spurrier side of the rink. End of one, the Panthers with a 2-1 lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. And this one got started very early. If you were away grabbing drink, grabbing some food, whatever, tucking the kids in, you missed it, because 30 seconds in, oh, that's why we have replay, 30 seconds in, the Panthers wasted no time getting on the board. Into the zone, Middlebury, dimping around is McClellan. Mark McClellan behind the net, leaves it off for Charles, back to the right point for Fishman, a wrister, through and scores! Might have been tipped in front, 30 seconds into the game, Panthers lead 1-0. And you cannot get off to a better start than that if you're Middlebury. That is the case. You can't get off to a better start. Kamil Tkachuk was the one that tipped it in front. His second of the season. Charles and Fishman, the assist at 30 seconds. Panthers led 1-0. And Wesleyan tried to get that goal right back just a couple of minutes later. There was a tough sequence down low in the Middlebury zone. But Stephen Klein, and it was showing the Cardinals that he came to play as well. Cardinals control and come out to center. 4-4 hockey for 2 minutes. A wrist shot, save by Klein. Rebound loose and another save by Klein. Another fumble and a save by Klein. And then the puck goes up and out of play. Pointing his head to the sky was Alex Carlacci. He had an open net for his fourth of the season. But Stephen Klein puts the right pad out and stones him. Tremendous three-save sequence, 17-18 to go in the first, still 1-0 Panthers. It was a tremendous sequence. That last one, Stephen Klein a la Jonathan Quick goes across and makes the save to rob Alex Carlacci, and it remained 1-0. Wouldn't stay 1-0 for long, as at the 4:46 mark, the Panthers on a nice combination play, good interchange in their passing game, would double their lead. And across the Panther line, a bouncing puck is going to flop free and eventually into the control of Najjar. Now in across the line, it's Apex score! That's a beautiful play! Brendan McGovern came in. He worked himself free off the foot pass from Najjar. Sent it across, and it was Mark McClellan poking it home. 15-14 to go in the first. 2-0 Panthers. That's McClellan's first of the season from McGovern and Najjar at 4:46. 2-0 Middlebury had the lead. But, again, Wesleyan not going away. They're a pesky team for sure. They don't have seven ties on the season for no reason. They're going to keep games close. And at the 7:23 mark in the Middlebury zone, the Cardinals will cut the lead in half. A dump into the zone, that by Terrence Durkin, number 14. A puck battle right by the Zamboni door on the far side. And Wesleyan's got it. Richard scored through a screen. Cole Morissette shot him through a screen, and Stephen Klein never saw it. With 12:37 to go in the first period, Middlebury's cut the lead in half. It's now 2-1. And that's the way we ended the first period. Durkin second, Morissette, and we're still waiting to get official word on that secondary assist at 7:23. 2-1, the Panthers with the lead after 20 minutes of play. And before we go to break, we just want to send our deepest condolences to Wesleyan assistant men's hockey coach Jim Langlois, who suddenly left us back on January 24th. The Wesleyan community were in shock, and rightfully so. A good man. I had the fortune of meeting him when the Cardinals were up in Middlebury. And so Jim Langlois passed away back on January 24th, and our condolences to the Langlois and to the Wesleyan hockey community and the Langlois family, of course. Our score at the end of one, Panthers lead 2-1. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustace Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustace Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridgeport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Desabre Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabre on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
2-1 Panthers with the lead after 20 minutes of play. This is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. One game underway, Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay scoreless, just started. Marc-Andre Fleury and Ben Bishop, goalies in that one, Pittsburgh and Tampa, respectively. Later tonight, Carolina at Winnipeg, Columbus at Calgary, and Arizona at Anaheim. We'll give you quick NESCAC scores. We'll double duty on this one. End of the first period, Bowden leads Amherst 1-0. Colby and Hamilton tied at 1 after the first period, and Williams and Trinity are just about to get underway, or at least we don't have a score on that one as of yet. Connecticut College and Tufts get started at 8 p.m. That was the NHL and NASCAR scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply, West Street in Bristol, and Route 7 in Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Spurrier Snyder Rink to get set for the start of the second period. 2-1 Middlebury leads Wesleyan. Cardinals now going from left to right in the white jerseys trimmed in black and red. Panthers going from right to left in the navy blue jerseys trimmed in white. By the way, Williams and Trinity scoreless midway through the first period. That was the other game we did not have a score on a moment ago. Dumped into the Wesleyan zone as we start the second period. Kept the point by Neary. Sends down low. Behind the net with it now McClellan. McClellan sends further back on a cycle play. Eventually Neary did quite control it on a bouncing puck at the point. So it's neutral zone. Fishman sends back in right on goal. Springings knocks it to the corner. Going back after it, Jake Charles. Back to the point for a wrister. That's deflected wide by Fishman. Back behind the net. Tkachuk was the intended receiver, but hopped over his stick. Comes to near side boards. Now with it, sent up and out of the zone. That by Yablonk. Neutral zone. Middlebury back in possession of this. Drifting back slowly into their own end. Trying to set up a breakout here. Cross-ice pass for Fishman, who kicks it. 1 minute gone by here in the second period. Panthers lead 2-1. Neutral zone. Charles trying to step up with this one. That's sent right back to the Middlebury end. Neary back for it. Neary sends it for Fishman. Fishman skates ahead with this one. He's in across the Cardinal line. His shot just side by Springings. Rebound and goes across. Springings might have gotten a piece of it. Center ice and Haggerty slugs it back in. Springings has had a little bit of a mistiming with his stick saves here. Might be something to keep an eye on as this one goes along. Bouncing puck in the neutral zone, eventually corralled and skated in by Carlacci. His shot goes wide of the net. Back for it, Gogan. Far side half wall and out to center ice. Retreating Malinowski. Malinowski ends up the near side boards to cut off, and now Newgold skating after a loose puck. Well, Wiseman had his arm up for a delayed offside, but the puck never came in the zone. Now it's in. The Panthers quickly skating it back out. 17:55, second period. 2-1 to score. A shot from long range by Cage is gloved down and left off by Springings. And here come the Cardinals the other way. Skating in is Luke Babcock, number 9. His shot, glove save made by Klein, and he holds on. With 17:42 to go in the second period. Tkachuk and McClellan give the Panthers a 2-0 lead before Durkin for Wesleyan cut it to 2-1, and that's where we stand. Face-off will be to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein. One by Wesleyan, sent into the zone deep by White. Going in after it, Matthews, who had won the draw. They're tied up, two aside in the far corner to the right of Stephen Klein. He's watching everything going on. And finally, the Panthers come away with it. Skate out to center ice, and then sending it into the zone was Travis Stevens. Middlebury nearly picked off by Falvey, but the puck does come out to center. Now on the right wing boards, it's Vincent Lima, number 27. Lima tries to step around in center, couldn't do so, so he holds on to the puck. Lima then rubbed out of the play in the far corner. And this one comes up and out. Middlebury bench wanted a penalty on that one, no call. Into the zone and onside McClellan. His shot saves Springs and he holds on. Middlebury is hoping for an interference call, and now afterwards, behind the play, some words between Jay Matthews and Travis Stevens. 16:48 to go in the second. 2-1 Panthers. An important NESCAC tilt, really for both teams, setting up their positioning. Middlebury wants to keep that top four slot. Behind the net, it's Casey. Eric Casey for Wesleyan. Half boards it out the center. Now ahead with this one onside is Durkin. Durkin puts one across. That's deflected. Yeah, we're into the far corner now. McCusker. Cam McCusker's pass. The center is cut off. And here goes Kamil Tkachuk. Tkachuk sends into the zone. Going in after it on a forecheck is Charles. Now a tie-up. It's almost a 3-on-2 scrum, but now backing off was Yablonk. Still trying to dig away at the puck. Charles finally prized it free, but the first one on it was Yablon, not the center. Panthers trying to send back in, and will do so. It's Charles on the left wing boards. Nearer side for us. Put it behind the net. Going back after it, Yablon sends it behind the cage for Casey. Goes around the wall, and now Wesleyan does clear it up and out to the neutral zone. Line change on. Panthers might have him caught. Neary shot. Glove saved by Spriggins, and he holds on. Neary wanted to go low with that one and elevated it a little too much, and Spriggins was able to get a glove. 15:40 to go in the second. 2-1 Middlebury. And you saw the intention was there to put that one low to try for the rebound. Just got a little too much oomph onto that one. Newgold in the faceoff circle wins the draw. Skate around a center. Pass out in front. Newgold scores! Hard-nosed play. Brendan McGovern threw it to the net. Evan Newgold cleans it up with 15:33 to go in the second. Panthers lead 3-1. For Evan Newgold, it's his fifth goal of the campaign. Time of the goal, 4:27. McClellan will have his second point of the night. We'll see if there's a secondary assist. check it, McGovern, not McClellan. And Najar gets an assist as well. This one dumped into the neutral zone and eventually the Panther end. So the captain has restored the two-goal lead here as we've played 5 minutes now in the second period. Center ice, and Jan sends it back in. Panthers get it up to center ice, and a nice little play by Stevens into the Wesleyan zone. Centering pass is cut off nicely by Ross. Center ice, Panthers tried to dump it back in, but Ross intercepts and goes to the Panthers zone. He chipped up and out the center, and now dumped back in, but it hit a player, a Wesleyan player in the zone, so offside is the call. Newgold, his fifth for McGovern and Najar at 4:27, has made his 3-1 Panthers. For McGovern and Najar, both their second assist of the night. Now dumped into the zone. Back for it is Weir. Zach Weir sends it around. Coming back to help out, Salvi. Around the wall, Belush comes in as well. All three of them behind the net. Belush eventually picks up the loose puck. Sends it near boards for Tkachuk, who chips it nicely up the left wing side. And a 2-on-1, and a rising shot by Charles catches the glass. Neutral zone, away goes Matthews the other way. His long pass is picked off. Neutral zone on the forecheck. Falvey couldn't quite get to the puck. Wesleyan in possession. Ahead goes Babcock. Jumps it into the Panther end. Line change on for the Cardinals. 13:49. Second period. Panthers lead 3-1. Neary. Neutral zone dump in. Back behind the net now. Yablon. He turns it over. Setting pass, Newgold shot off a skate. That one stung Carlacci. Newgold behind the net. Goes back out to the point, Neary. Gives back to Newgold. Neary in close quarters, right at the blue line. Able to send it in. Everything kept onside. Najar dumps it off, Newgold. Good possession here. Shot save made by Spriggins. Initially couldn't control the rebound, but eventually does and gets the whistle. 13:17 to go in the second period. And the Panthers have a 3-1 lead over Wesleyan. Face-off will be to the right of Dawson Spriggins, who's got to contend with the strap. Spriggins now has got everything secured. And off the draw, the Panthers control and keep in, albeit momentarily. Neutral zone and eventually dump back in. And now all sorts of, almost playing ping pong at the blue line. Panthers finally gain the zone and get it deep. On the net, and the puck comes around. Gauguin couldn't quite control. And now allow Wesleyan to come out the center and into the Panther zone. A shot deflected. And we get a whistle as Klein had initially caught it and it popped out of his glove. And we get the whistle. 12:48 to go in the second. 3-1 Panthers. Panthers have played well to this point. Build up a 3-1 lead. Off the draw. Wesley controlling in the zone. McCusker. Back out to the high slot for a shot that's deflected around in front. Still loose. Scrambling is Klein, and he might have gotten a piece of that. Rebound comes out to center, and it's now dumped in by Stevens. 12:27 to go in the second. 3-1 Middlebury. Good forecheck by Haggerty, and he sends it down low before Ross picks it up. Wesleyan sort of hemmed in the zone right now, trying to get out here. They'll start to skate out slowly, and then eventually a flip up the center ice before it's slugged right back into the Wesleyan zone by Stevens. 12 minutes to go. Middle frame here. 3-1 Panthers. Malinowski, delayed offside, will be called. And right now the Panthers are doing everything they can to frustrate the Wesleyan Cardinals. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., the same Middlebury Panthers go up the road to Hartford to take on the Trinity Bantams, the defending national champs, ranked number 7 in the country. Pre-game show, the Laverne Insurance Agency pregame show will start at 3:30 p.m. right here on the One Credit Union Panthers radio network. And now the trainer is coming out. Stephen Klein is down on both knees and stretching out a little bit. We'll keep an eye on things. Liam Moorfield Yee has now gotten his stick. The trainer went out there. He wasn't, well, it is an ice surface, so. This will be an interesting situation here. As looks like some of the Williams squash players have, Williams women's squash players have arrived here in the stands. Trainer's still tending to Stephen Klein outside again. It's now the right wing faceoff circle in the Middlebury end to our right. Liam Moorfield Yee is loosening up. In fact, he's just now finished loosening up. Doing some skating drills. And Stephen Klein will come out of this game. So Stephen Klein comes out with 11:54 to go. Stephen Klein plays a total of 28 minutes and 6 seconds. And now off the draw, of course, no warm-up. So Liam Moorfield Yee, who has not been in the starting lineup in quite some time, will now get the start. This one's centered across. And eventually he'll come up and out of the zone. Neutral zone and dump back in behind the Wesleyan cage. There's a new storyline to this one. In fact, the last time Liam Moorfield Yee was in the cage was against Wesleyan. He got 3-3 tie behind the nets. We'll give you his numbers in a moment. And eventually Middlebury will work it up and out the center. And the trainer's still looking over Stephen Klein. Back behind the net. It almost looked like he was... It wasn't any kind of muscle. It just looked like he was feeling ill. Out back behind the net. And here come the Panthers. Ooh, nearly a breakout pass through the middle. But Najar couldn't quite hold on to it. Got it around and then to the point. Gogan, his shot blocker to side by Springings. Another shot. Springings is just going to hold on to this one and get a whistle. with 10:35 to go in the second. Liam Moorfield, yeah, on the season, overall a 1-1-3 mark, a 2.30 goals against average, 924 save percentage. In the league, all three games have been ties. 247 goals against, 930 save percentage. Not like numbers are slouch in any way, shape, or form, but he's pressed into relief duty here. He's not seen game action since the Wesleyan game at Kenyon Arena back on January 9th, almost a full month. Out front, and Moorfield, he's got to make a save and jumps on that puck before coming across it and jumping over him was Jaren Tanaka. 10:16 to go in the second. 3-1 Panthers. Off the draw, a stuff attempt is blocked off behind the net. Another attempt out front, save made by Moorfield Yee, and away go the Panthers into the neutral zone. Picking up on the loose puck is James Klein. Flying back into the zone, his shot deflected, never gets through. And losing an edge, I believe it was Chance. Neutral zone, couple players chop at it. Haggerty slams on the brakes, and that prevents an offside. Malinowski around the net, stepping onto it the other way is Klein. Klein, the red line, and then a dump in by Jantz, who will go after this puck. Gogan behind the net, Jantz rubs him out. Now Haggerty, Malinowski cuts that puck off and dumps it back in down low. Gogan picks it up, oh, deflected out in front, but eventually onto the stick of Haggerty, but not out of the zone. Malinowski was the one that kept it and sent down low. Around the board it goes, McCusker on the far side. To the point, Malinowski, his shot wide of the cage, rebound loose down low, and Zach Weir trying to work the puck over. To the point, Malinowski, then she controls the right wing board, Cam McCusker. His pass deflected up, and it'll come out to the neutral zone. 8:56 to go in the second period. Panthers with the 3-1 lead. Puck dumped back into the zone, and we get a whistle and a stoppage of play with 8:49 to go in the second. So, face-off will be at center ice here with the Panthers up 3-1. Off this draw, sent down to the Wesleyan zone. Back point, Gabalong. Behind the net now is Tedingo. His pass is cut off and dumped behind the net by Fishman, who goes in on the forecheck himself and then eventually gets back to his defensive position. Neutral zone, Daugherty. He sends it back into the Wesleyan zone. Spriggings behind his own net. Dawson Spriggings gives it to Mike Yablon, who goes wall pass behind the cage for Theo Tidingo. Eventually, the puck works its way up into the neutral zone. Terrence Durkin on it. His shot stay made by Moorfield Yee, and he holds on. So Moorfield Yee coming on in relief here with 8:08 to go in the second for the ailing Stephen Klein, and the Panthers leading 3-1. Face off to the left of Moorfield Yee. 1-1 by the Panthers, and then Fishman trying to work the puck free in a scrum in the near corner, eventually does for Neary. Neary behind the net and around. Stepping onto this one is McGovern. Around the wall, Neary up and out to center. Nearly finding his man, Najar. Najar, well, I thought he had won the race, but he did not, according to the linesman, Silva. That's on a faceoff will come all the way back into the Middlebury zone with 7:45 to go in the second period, and the Panthers leading by two. To the right of Liam Moorfield Yee. No shot chart here on the scoreboard, so we can only guess. Unofficially, the Panthers had 10 shots on goal in the first period. We do not have a Wesleyan number. Neutral zone, not out of the zone. No, I shouldn't say neutral zone. It'll eventually get there, though. Newgold chopping at it, as well as Tanaka, who sends back in. And then Tanaka with a shot that's deflected. couple times around before Newgold got it. Half boards out the center. Swing and a miss from Malinowski, who retreats and does get the puck, though. And now a pass eventually worked up and out. Espinoza onside. His drop pass, he thought he had a couple of players with him, and it's intercepted and out. Delayed offside as Najjar was in the zone a little too early, but everybody touches up, and we play on. Going ahead is Matthews on the right wing side. Drops one off for a shot that's just by Lima that Moorfield D got a piece of. Back to the point now, Casey. His shot deflected on by Moorfield D, makes the save. Rebound skated up and out now by Stevens. Gains the blue line. In the zone, Stevens, right wing side. Goes around the net. Couple Cardinals there to watch him and bump him. Couple number nine, Stevens and Luke Babcock tie up. Loose puck. Jimmy McKee stepping in to create some problems, number six. Finally, there's a little bit of skating space for Casey, but not much. Cross-ice pass now, Babcock. Babcock tries to send in, cut off by McKee. McKee on the left wing side for Haggerty. Haggerty now to Stevens. In front for Haggerty. Again, couldn't get a stick on it, though. Haggerty tying up. McKee trying to get to a loose puck as well, but it's corralled and skated out by Lima. 5:55, second period, 3-1 Panthers. Somebody slammed a stick on the far side, not sure who. Back for it, Tydingo. Pass right in front of the Wesleyan bench, but it's going to be dumped into the zone by one of the Cardinals. McKee behind the net. And now the Panthers looking very crisp on their passes right now. Out and into the Wesleyan zone. A hit put on. All right. Corralling it and passing it ahead. Tydingo. Neutral zone, a bouncing puck. Everybody didn't know where it was for a second. Finally, Spence Cage tried to get onto it. Klein wins the race. James Klein sends it deep into the Panthers zone. Tied up there is Cage. Goes up the wall. Nice pass there. And it's onto the stick of Charles. Cross ice for Gogan. Gogan tried to dump it in, but that's deflected up and out of play. And we get a stoppage. 5:04 to go in the second. 3-1 Panthers. Up. And Stephen Klein. Still far end. As Liam Moorfield used, come on in relief. Loved down on the dump in by Spriggins. Behind now for Malinowski. He sends it around the wall. Bouncing puck out the center. Tanaka couldn't control. Panthers do have it. McGovern goes back to Neary across for Fishman. Tries the far boards. Couldn't do so initially. Panthers persistent in their forecheck. But the puck eventually works its way back into the Panther end. Fishman back for Neary. Andrew Neary's got some room to skate. Gains the red line and dumps it on goal. Spriggins leaves it aside nearly dangerously as coming in was Newgold. But Cardinals have it. It's Espinoza. Espinoza out the center. Steps around one into the Panther zone. Espinoza had it knocked off the stick by Fishman, who gets hit hard. But the puck out to the neutral zone. 4:08, second period, 3-1 Panthers. Newgold nearly finding Najjar. Just hopped over his stick. No icing on it as Newgold had already gained the line. Long pass the other way. Here's Durkin. Check it, Tanaka. His shot saved Millerfield Yee, and he jumps on the rebound and holds on. 3:53 to go in the second. 3-1 Middlebury. Face off to the left of Liam Moorfield Yee. Third goalie for Middlebury. Is everybody dressed as three goalies here in the NESCAC? Is Henry Cutting, or Hank as the guys call him. He hasn't seen any ice time this season. Cross ice pass is cut off the faceoff, and Wesleyan retreating in their own end. Charles on the forecheck. Behind his own net now with it, Casey. Puck out to center ice, eventually onto the stick of Durkin. He gets his only as far as the Middlebury blue line. Now ahead, trying to skate ahead with this one was McClellan, but the pass a little too strong for him. Tipped into the zone, no icing or anything by Stevens. Puck around, line change on for the Panthers, that's completed. Far boards, And now Middlebury trying to get their forecheck working. Stevens back to the point. Gogan's shot deflected. And eventually about the puck does come out of the zone. Casey center ice, dump in. That Moorfield Yee sticks to the corner. 2:52 to go, second period, 3-1 Middlebury with the lead. They've had it for most of this game, scoring 30 seconds in. Center ice and out comes Tkachuk. Quickly dumped back in by Wesleyan. Middlebury trying to set up an attack after the neutral zone. Can't quite get there. Now dumped into the zone by Tydingo. Gogan back for it. Half boards, a bouncing puck. And nice composure there by Jake Charles to prevent a bad pass. Gets it out to the neutral zone. Quickly, Wesleyan back in. Shot deflected wide. Delayed penalty call coming up. And now two arms go up. Hooking is the call. Might just be for the same penalty. Let's see who's going to the box. Looks like it's Jake Charles. Either way, second power play. Time and a penalty. No, it's Spencer Cage going to the box. Two penalties. Well, there were two penalties, and they're both on Middlebury. 5-on-3. Time and a penalty, 17:46. So it's Cage and Charles. Now a timeout is called. Wesleyan calls the timeout. So 2:14 to go in the second. 3-1 Panthers, but a very important 5-on-3 here for the Cardinals as there are two penalties called. We know one of them is hooking. Charles' penalty is hooking. Did not see an indication on the Cage penalty. I'm sure we'll hear it in a minute. Good sign is Stephen Klein still basically where one of the backup goalies would sit. Now, he's off to the side on the bench there, so he's not sitting on the bench, but he's not in the locker room either, which is a good sign. Like I said, it might be of illness of some sort. Now some applause going on by the Middlebury bench. Big 5-on-3 here with 2:14 to go in the second. Of course, we'll recap the second period of play and have the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, maybe squeeze in a couple NHL scores as well. That's coming up at the second intermission. Off the draw, won by the Panthers. Newgold is out there with Gogan and Fishman. At the right point, Tydingo. Wesleyan tries to move it in down low. Tydingo shot, man, 3-on score! Tydingo fanned on the shot, then a blast by Matthews was tipped home on the power play. There's still a minute 45 to go in it, and it's now 3-2. Time of the goal. It was definitely deflected past Moorfield Yee. Just could not see who did it. If it was, either Matthews going to get the goal straight from Tydingo or on a deflection. We'll wait in here. But still, 3-2. That's Matthews on it. So Tydingo. And Malinowski, the other assist, who had the assist on the first goal. Tydingo should have a second one on that as well. So, in the meantime, another shot in the zone as there's still a power play, save made by Moorfield Yee. Up behind the net. Now stepping away with this one, Babcock. Tried to go back out to the point, couldn't do so. Eventually does get back out to the point. Tydingo sends down low. With it now, Steve Matthews. To the point, Tydingo. Cross Malinowski. Tydingo, high point. Shot, deflected, and it goes wide. Rebound corralled eventually to Malinowski. Right wing circle. Shooting blocked off to the near boards. 33 on the power play. 46 to go in the second period. 46 seconds. Neary skates out shorthanded. Neary shooting. Pad save made by Spriggins. Long pass cut off and dumped back into the zone by McGovern. Half a minute to go in the second period. 3-2 Middlebury. Middlebury trying to pester the Cardinals. 10 to go on the power play. In the zone, trying to work his way around is Klein. Checked off behind the play. Up, not out of the zone. It's Casey. Cross ice holding Yablon. Casey and Yablon play catch. Power play over. 1-for-3 of the Cardinals. 8 to go in the period. Panthers have it. Center ice. A little bit of a skate in here by Cage. Cage around. And it'll run out of time. Adventurous. One goal apiece. One goal apiece. Evan Newgold. His fifth for McGovern and Najjar at 4:27. And then the 5-on-3, Jay Matthews, his sixth from Tydingo and Malinowski at 18:01. 3-2 at the end of two. When we come back, we'll recap the second period and give you some out-of-town scores. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you gotta come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at vermontfederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000.
And their ride guarantee.
If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WVTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Spurrier Snyder Rink. 3-2 Panthers with the lead after 40 minutes of play. Here's how we got there in that second period. It'd be at the 4:27 mark. Panthers with a 2-1 lead at the time would expand the lead back to 2 goals at 3-1. And you saw the intention was there to put that one low to try for the rebound. Just got a little too much bump onto that one. Newgold in the faceoff circle wins the draw. Skate around a setting. Pass out in front. Newgold scores! Hard-nosed play. Brendan McGovern threw it to the net. Evan Newgold cleans it up with 15:33 to go in the second. Panthers lead 3-1. That's Newgold's fifth of the season for McGovern, and Najjar at 4:27 makes it 3-1. Middlebury stayed that way for most of that period until the Panthers took a pair of penalties. Cage and Charles both off in the box for hooking each. And so 5-on-3 power play would get the Cardinals back to within one. Newgold is out there with Gogan and Fishman at the right point. Tydingo. Wesleyan tries to move it in down low. Tydingo shot. Man, 3-on-score. Tydingo fanned on the shot. Then a blast by Matthews was tipped home on the power play. There's still a minute 45 to go in it, and it's now 3-2. The 3-2 to score. Matthews is 6 from Tydingo and Malinowski at 18:01. That was scored on Liam Moorfield Yee. The story there, Moorfield Yee on in replacement of Stephen Klein, who went down, was having some lower body discomfort, so he comes out, Moorfield Yee in, and we'll see. It's not likely that we'll see Stephen Klein the rest of the day, if that's indeed the case. So Liam Moorfield Yee comes on relief, that one deflected past him, and that's our score, 3-2 after two periods. Out-of-town scoreboard, when we return, you're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The
A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
3-2 Panthers after two periods of play. The out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Around the NESCAC, end of two, Bowdoin has a 2-1 lead on Amherst. That's in Amherst, Massachusetts. First intermission, Colby and Hamilton. The last check we had, Colby and Hamilton were tied at one after the first period of play. And we don't have live stats on that one, so we're going by the latest score, 1-1. That was after the first. Second period early on, it's Trinity with a 2-0 lead on Williams. And just underway in Malden, Tufts already a 1-0 lead on Connecticut College. The Middlebury women's team has a 2-1 lead on Wesleyan early in the third period over there at Kenyon Arena. And the NHL will give you those scores. Double dupe again. Tampa Bay 2-1 up on Pittsburgh in the first period. And Carolina's jumped out to a 4-0 lead on Winnipeg at Winnipeg in the first period of play there. That is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard sponsored by Monument Farms, a family-owned dairy in Weybridge. When we come back, third period action. The Panthers lead the Wesleyan Cardinals 3-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HACCP certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
We're back here at Spurrier Steiner Rink as the Panthers and Cardinals are ready to take to the ice. Dawson Spriggins of the Wesleyan Cardinals just stepped onto the ice, followed by the rest of his teammates. And now Liam Moorfield Yee will take to the ice to start this third period, of course. He came on with 11:54 to go in the second period in relief of Stephen Klein. And now Moorfield Yee will get the nod here to start the third period of play. In fact, Stephen Klein has not come back out with the rest of the team, so Klein's night is done. The Panthers will be going from left to right here in the third period of play. Big period for both teams. Middlebury, of course, 5-2-5 in the conference. Wesleyan 2-4-6, trying to work their way up the standings. With Bowdoin and Amherst just right in front of them. So a big game for both of these teams as we're underway here in the third period. A long shot right into the midsection of Springs is going to leave it on off for Ross. Sit around, but it's not out of the zone. And shot from the point block. Near, he took it. Then a turnover. Skating into the zone. Klein. Klein shooting and a save made by Moorfield Yee, and he holds on. 19:36 to go in the third. 3-2 Panthers. Now, just to let you know, you know, with Tufts right now up 1-0 in their game, the big one, Amherst and Bowdoin are the other two teams to keep an eye on, and they're playing each other. Bowdoin with a 2-1 lead after the second. So big standings game here. Wesleyan would love to get a win and jump at least into the sixth spot. High up down low, Wesleyan in possession of the puck. Skating around on the cycle. It's now Carlacci behind the net with it. Espinosa back for Carlacci. Poked off his stick and a save made by Klein. Not Klein, I should say Moorfield Yee. So he's saying Klein. Rebound, score! No! Is it in or not? No sign yet. Wesleyan saying they have a goal, but the referee who was in position on the line said no goal. It did not cross the line. Kodari, the referee, did not point at the net. And so with 19:05 to go in the third, it's still 3-2 as Moorfield Yee keeps the puck out. Face off. Cardinals control, a shot through, gets to the corner, to the point, Tedingo. He shoots, and the same aim, Moorfield Yee. Rebound behind the net. Now into the left wing circle. Tedingo at the point, left wing circle again, Durkin. His shot blocked, and the Panthers come away with it, Stevens. Stevens across the Cardinal line, that's as far as he gets with the puck. Puck picked off, and now Wesleyan the other way in a 3-on-3. A pass attempt by McCusker is blocked off. And now the Panthers skating from left to right here in the third in the navy blue jerseys with the puck into the Cardinal end. It's Stevens. He's bottled up. Collision on the goal line there. Stumbling to the ice was Haggerty. Center ice and then a dump in. Moorfield Yee comes out of his net to play it. 3-2 Panthers. 18:05 to go in the third. Chipped in, no icing. They're going to wave the icing off on this one. With it now, trying to dig it out, McClellan. A stuff attempt out front is cut off. After still trying to clear the zone, trying to keep it in the zone, they do. Chop that, everything now right in front of Wesley and Bench, and finally out to center. They're going to say a hand pass. This is an interesting one. They're going to say hand pass. A nudge. They call a hand pass on Wesley, and so the faceoff goes all the way into the Wesleyan end with 17:41 to go in the third. The Bowdoin-Amherst game will be one to definitely keep an eye on, as this one's going to be covered up by Springs. The Trinity-Williams game also. Williams has cut the lead in half in the second period there. It's out 2-1 Trinity. Tufts up 2-0 on Connecticut College. That's in the first. Colby and Hamilton tied at 1 after 2. Kept in the zone off the face-off by Neary, cross-ice pass, and a shot blockered off, which eventually comes out the center. Dumped back into the Wesleyan zone. Cardinals looking to build up an attack here. Stepping ahead with this one, Espinoza. And across the Panther line, and then lost control of the puck. It's Fishman. Fishman tried to send it behind the net. He's bottled up. Wesleyan putting on the forecheck, but Newgold comes in to intercept. Najar out to center. Stick lift by Newgold. In across the Cardinal line. Shooting. Save. Made. Rebound loose behind. It was swept off the goal line. Springings got a piece of it. Did not know where the rebound was. His defenseman, in particular, looks like Kevin Hill, number 21, saved it from rolling in. 16:55 to go in the third. 3-2 Panthers. Face off to the left of Dawson Springings, one by Wesley and Gablon behind the net. Now the Cardinals will try to come out with this one. Still in their own end, and finally a backhand pass gets to the neutral zone. Haggerty nearly intercepted, but skated into the zone by Morissette. Back out to the point now, and Wesley is setting it up. Gablon at the point. His shot blocked off by Doherty and out the center. Gablon back for it. Doherty pestering him. Gablon peels off, then tries the near side boards, finding Durkin. Durkin steps around one. Across the center ice logo. And then lost possession of the puck. Here goes Stevens the other way. Travis Stevens across the Cardinal line. In the left wing side. Try to center one. It's blocked off. Gets it back out to the point for a Gauguin shot. Delayed penalty call coming up against Wesleyan. Extra attacker on for the Panthers. Within a shot, it's gloved by Springings off the stick of McClellan, and the Panthers will go on their first power play. And we're still waiting for something. The referee is over at the scorer's table talking. Now he brings on over James Klein. Time and a penalty is going to be 4:05. What's the call? We know there's a penalty. Still don't know what's going up on the board. Well, when a referee is talking, it's usually not a good thing. I'm trying to figure out, there's still some confusion as to what he's going to be called. And now the referee, Shea, is over at the Middlebury bench, and Neil Sinclair, head coach of the Panthers, leans his head back. And raises his hand to tell a couple of the players to quiet down. Two penalties going up, one on each side. So I don't know what. And Neil Sinclair is a little angry, to say the least. So no power play on this one. Four. 405 time of the penalties as they're saying Evan Newgold is in the box. We do not know what was called other than two penalties were called. And so we're playing 4-on-4. Well, that's weird. Evan Newgold's on the ice right now. In the box is number 9, Travis Stevens, not number 29. All sorts of confusion. Either way, Wesleyan in the zone, a shot blocked by Newgold. Calling for it, Yablon. Trying to hurry one towards the front, deflected just over the bar by Klein. A turnaround shot, Newgold blocks it. Evan Newgold now skating it up. Thought about a flip out, instead passes it to Spencer Cage on the left wing side. Back for Newgold, shooting, just missed the net. Rebound, down low, collected by McGovern. Tried to send it right out, he's bottled up down low, and finally, Wesleyan will come away with the puck. 48 seconds to go in 4-on-4 hockey. 14:38, third period, 3-2 Panthers. Stepping into the zone, onside play, a little dipsy-doo move, and a backhand shot by Klein goes wide. Klein, left wing circle, his shot blocked off. Away goes Charles in the other direction. Jake Charles just flips it into the Wesleyan zone. Charles in after it. Ties up, puck on near boards, digging in McClellan. Charles bumped off the play by Tadingo. Puck sits behind the net for a moment. Tadingo's finally got it. 10 seconds before we return to 5-on-5 hockey. 6 minutes gone by, third period, 3-2 Panthers. Down low, Panthers trying to clear it up and out of the zone. McClellan tied up. And we're now playing 5-a-side hockey again. Neary sends up the wall. McClellan chops up, not out of the zone though. Neary back in his own end again. Sets it up behind for Fishman. Fishman, he's got some room on the right side if he wants it. And he goes there. McKee sends it into the zone. Sprigging sends around before Haggerty could get there. This puck comes up and eventually going to work its way out to the neutral zone. Cut off by Gogan. Onside shot, blocker aside by Sprigging. Rebound sent down low. Panthers trying to set up an attack here with 13:10 to go in the third. Back to the point, Gogan. Across to Weir, sends down low. Bouncing puck eventually going to be corralled, or trying to corral. Yablon couldn't do so. Weir at the point is going to try to send down low, bounces around a little bit, and eventually onto the stick of Luke Babcock. Wesleyan has a chance to come out, and they eventually will to the neutral zone. Only as far as Terry Gogan. Eventually back to Zach Weir. Red line and a dump in. 12:36, third period, 3-2 Panthers. Panthers trying to set up down low. A pass bounces over a stick of Najar and out the center. Dumped back into the zone by Fishman. And now a blast from the left wing circle. It's blocked off into the corner. Fishman comes down on a pinch. Tried to send one out in front. Instead, it comes right back to him. Ron Fishman still with it. Fishman snaps one towards goal. It's blocked down. And the Cardinals looking to counter. A long pass deflected in. Fishman back for it. Pestered there by Casey. Sends it around the wall. Where bouncer comes out to the point. White. His shot never gets through. Neary goes behind. But nothing but White turns down front. Score! Liam Moorfield, he lost sight of the puck behind. And it was stuffed home with 11:45 to go in the third. The game is tied at 3. Time of the goal, 8:15. We'll see who gets the goal on that one, but the puck took a bounce out in front. Moorfield, he had lost sight of it. By the time he had regained, it was behind him. And so we're tied at 3. Dumped in by Cage. Down low, Malinowski. Pass eventually worked up to Matthews. Cross ice for the dump in by Klein. Tanaka scores it. Andy Espinosa, one of the assists. Is this one in the Panther zone? So Tanaka, his fifth of the season from Espinosa, has tied this at three. Long pass onto the stick of Haggerty. Sent it back for Cage. Cage backhands it. It's going to skim the glass and go out of play. And we get a whistle. So again, Tanaka, his fifth from Espinosa at 8:15, has tied this at three. If you're wondering, neither team is a stranger to overtime. Middlebury has played 7 overtime games this year, Wesleyan 8. Could we see an increase? Into the zone, a shot by Tidingo is blocked down. And eventually Middlebury comes out with this one. It's Daugherty. There's a pass on the left wing side, Haggerty. Haggerty shot, save made by Springings. The rebound loose. And eventually corralled by Durkin. Cross ice pass, and the Cardinals come out the center before dumping it in. Back for it now, Fishman. Behind his own net, and comes out on the left wing side before he goes back behind there for Neary. Fishman again. Fishman across his own blue line, now across the red line, and then the Cardinal blue again. Left wing circle. Tried to stuff one out in front. It's knocked back off into the left wing corner. And Wesleyan comes out with it to center. Fishman with a good job back checking. Just lifts and sends back in. 9:48 to go. Third period. We're tied at three. Loose puck eventually worked out to the neutral zone. Cage back for it. The give to Gogan. Gogan shooting, and it gets sticked up and out of play as he had Mike Najar charging down the right side. 9:36 to go in the third. We're tied at three. Faceoff will be to the right of Dawson Springings. Newgold to take the draw. And chopped up and out of the zone by Wesleyan's number 16, Quincy Jozovok. Check it. That's number 15, not 16, Tanaka. Back behind, Middlebury controlling Gogan now. Cross ice pass picked off. And Wesleyan will just dump it right back into the Middlebury zone. Cage back for it. Followed up there by Espinosa. Cage gives it off Newgold. His pass picked off in the zone. Chance here for the Cardinals. Save Moorfield. Yee couldn't control the rebound. It's eventually slipped up and out of play. With 8:58 to go in the third period. And a game now that's tied 3-3. Kachuk, McClellan, and Newgold for the Panthers. Durkin, Matthews, and Tanaka for the Cardinals. Similar to the game in Middlebury, the Panthers had a 3-1 lead in that one. Center ice. And now ahead goes McClellan. Give off onside play, McGovern. Chips into the zone. Panthers try to put the forecheck on. Charles nearly picked it off. But instead, skating the other way, Klein. Klein into the zone. Watch there by Fishman. A centering pass goes all the way through. With it now is McClellan. Mark McClellan in across the line. A centering pass. Second shot save made in front. Loose. Still it's loose and finally covered up by Springings. The Wesleyan bench wanted an offside call, but the linesman called it onside, and that set everything up down low. 8:22 to go in the third. We're still tied at three. Faceoff will be to the right of Dawson Springings. McKee to take the draw. Looks like he's going against Morissette. McKee wins it. Middlebury couldn't control. And that should have been a penalty as Travis Stevens had his stick just knocked away. No call. Back to the point. And eventually it's going to be corralled and skated out by McKee. Jimmy McKee, center ice, and then played it right into the Wesleyan bench. Luke Babcock had, Travis Stevens had lost his stick. He was going to pick it up, and Luke Babcock just swatted it deep into the Wesleyan zone, but no call. 8:01 to go, third period. Tied at 3, off the draw. Panthers dump it into the zone. Back for this one now is White. Ends it up the far side boards, out to center ice. Eventually Durkin couldn't control, though. Loose puck at center, trying to gather Babcock instead of McKee. Shooting, blocker to side by Spriggins. Neary sends down low. First one on it is Eric Casey for Wesleyan. Chips up and out to center. Ron Fishman back for it. He pitchforks it back into the zone. It catches the glass and stays in play. Eric Casey having some trouble down in the far corner, tied up with Stevens. Now it becomes a two-side scrum. Where finally, Wesleyan wins the puck. However, Baluch tried to send it down low, out to the neutral zone, so Baluch sends it in on a dump. 7:03, third period, tied at 3. Neutral zone, it's Weir. Cross ice, a little bit of a chip in Baluch. And this will be an icing call against Middlebury with 6:53 to go in the third period of play. Tomorrow afternoon, we're back right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. 4 p.m. face-off, 3:30 with the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. The Panthers taking on the defending national champion Trinity Phantoms. That will be live from Hartford tomorrow afternoon starting at 3:30. Off the draw, Wesleyan wins it. Malinowski shanked that shot from the point. And eventually this will be flipped up and out to center ice. Newgold into the Wesleyan zone. Chips down low for Balvey. Buck works its way to near side boards. A couple players chop at it before getting a stick on it. Sean Ross. Ross tries the near side boards, couldn't quite clear it out of the zone. A centering pass is broken up. And now going the other way is Tanaka. Cut off his stick, though, and back into the Wesleyan end. Regrouping with this one is Yablong. And across the Panther line, Mike Yablong, his shot goes all the way around wide. Sending it down low again, Matthews. Trying to skate away is Cage, but he's cut off the play. Cage regroups, goes behind the net, gathers. Gives on to the near boards for Charles. Charles from the red line sends in to the left wing corner. Tkachuk trying to step on to that one. He's tied up. And now the Cardinals regroup with 5:46 to go in the third period. Tied at 3 here in an important NESCAC tilt. Skating away with this Yablunk. At the blue line, he dumps in and chases in after it. Neary cuts him off, sends it around the wall. Fishman now. Fishman tried to corral a rolling puck. Still rolling and eventually out the center. Back for it, White. Chris White, cross ice pass. Yablong dumps into the Panthers zone. Behind the net, Neary. Andrew Neary sends it up for Haggerty, who has trouble controlling by the Zamboni door. So he goes behind his own net with it again, then to Fishman. Ron Fishman with 5:09 to go in the third. Cross ice pass, onside Haggerty. Haggerty around the Cardinal cage. Dumps, tried to dump it in down low, couldn't get it there. Skating the other way, Durkin. Durkin looking, tried to center one, but it's smothered by Neary. Back out to the left point and Marset. Right point, and back to Marset at the left point, left wing circle, shot wide. Rebound at the right point, White, couldn't keep it in. Chance for a break the other way. Skating ahead with this one is Haggerty, centered out front, it's broken up. Haggerty had the puck roll on him at the last second, and he had to actually go around the net to corral. 4:24 to go in the third. Gogan intercepts, and then the dump in by Najjar. Puck around the near side. On it is Espinoza. Center ice and a collision, but Gogan does a good job from lying down practically to Ovechkin it into out of harm's way, I should say. Regrouping is Najjar. Give to Cage. Cage had him slide off his stick, so he regroups once again behind his own net. 3:53, third period, tied at 3. Spencer Cage trying and finding new goal on the right wing boards. Puts the spin in, turnaround shot, and a save made by Spriggins. Rebound Najjar behind the net. Works it back out to the point. It's dumped in down low by Cage. Into the corner and eventually up and out the center ice. Espinoza dumps it in. Line change on for the Cardinals. Cage rolls off a check but nearly put it close to goal. Moorfield Yee had to stick it aside. There's a big old chance going on. Shot, glove, save made by Moorfield Yee, and he holds on. 3:11 to go, third period, tied at 3. So the faceoff will be deep in Panther territory. And McKee wins it. Around goes Neary. This one comes up and out to center ice and chipped in further by McClellan. Now around the net, 2:54 to go. Big hit put on right in front of the student section. And it's cheering there. Neary got hit. Down low behind his own net, Yablon sends a pass on up ahead, and here goes Jantz. Jantz chipped it right into the Middlebury bench. And we get a stoppage of play with 2:42 to go in the third. Tied at 3. Bowden is still up on Amherst. 2-1, late third period in that game. Trinity up on Williams, 2-1, late second period. And the other ones we still have not gotten another update on. Off the draw, one by Wesleyan. Gogan cuts off the pass at center ice. Falvey sends it into the Cardinal zone. Back for it now, Casey. Checked there by Falvey, but still makes the play. And now the Cardinals come out 3-on-2. Now 3-on-3. Sending pass. Good job back checking by the Panthers. This one gets sent up into the sixth row. And a couple kids were going to go down for it, but one of the students, one of the Williams fans, who might have been one of the athletes, goes down and gets himself a souvenir. Face off to the right of Liam Moorfield Yee. Won cleanly by Espinoza. A shot from the point is blocked off. Stepping up onto this one, Tanaka tried to put one through. It's knocked off into the corner. Here's Gogan. Pass on up ahead for Haggerty. Right wing side for Stevens. His shot glove by Spriggins, and he holds on with 2:01 to go in the third period. Tied at 3. Yet after the game, we'll recap the third period, possibly overtime if we have it. Give you our 3 stars of the game and set you up for tomorrow afternoon's tilt against Trinity. That's the post-game show right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Wesleyan out to center ice and into the Panther zone. Klein, his shot goes wide. Back to the point, Malinowski. I just sent it down low to the far corner and said it's cut off, but Malinowski keeps it at the point. Casey couldn't control behind the net. First one on it, Gogan. Long pass, chipped off the stick and into the zone. No icing. As Najjar couldn't control, but outskates. 1:26, third period, tied at 3. Casey lost it to McGovern. Brendan McGovern into the Cardinal zone. Picked back up by Klein now. Up, regathered at the point, Fishman. Fishman shooting, deflected wide as he let Klein go sliding by. And this is deflected up and out of play. 1:05 to go in the third period. Wesleyan has used their timeout. They used it in that 5-on-3 situation, which they scored. Middlebury still has theirs. We're tied at 3. Faced off to the right of goaltender Dawson Spriggins. Off the draw. Wesleyan controls. 60 seconds to go in the third period. Tied at 3. Cross-ice pass Espinoza. Dumps in the zone. Gets checked hard there by McClellan. Another collision. Down low, McKee wipes out. Puck at the point, kept in Yablonk. Turnaround shot deflected behind the net. Neary ties his man up. Still loose, down low in the corner. Left wing circle now. Panthers having to defend here. Arister saved by Moorfield Yee with 27 seconds to go in regulation. And a big faceoff to come to the left of Liam Moorfield Yee. He's allowed two goals since he's entered the game. One of them a deflection in a 5-on-3. The other one a broken play where he lost sight of the puck for just a moment. And squirted by him. Off the draw. Middlebury trying to control. Falvey tried to go around the wall. Couldn't do so. Backed it up point. Malinowski with 13 to go in the third period. Puck chopped along. Cage and Stevens, will get it out the center with 4 seconds to go in the third. And we are going to head to yet another overtime. Stop us if you've seen this before. Wesleyan scores the only goal in that third period. Jaron Tanaka, his fifth from Espinoza at 8:15. Is the only goal of the third period, and so we head to overtime, tied at 3. To give you some numbers, Middlebury, when they've had the lead after 2, is 3-0-2. Wesleyan, when they've trailed after 2, 0-7-4, and that's the case where we had today. But overtime, 1-1-5 for the Middlebury Panthers. Their one win, of course, against Connecticut College. Vinny Gisanti with the goal there. A 1-0 win last week on the 29th. The one loss was at home against Trinity back on January 10th when Orlando got the game winner in overtime at Kenyon Arena. The Wesleyan Cardinals 0-1-7 in overtime. The lone loss back on January 3rd against Manhattanville. Marshall at the overtime winner in that game. And so a big 5 minutes will go up. Gives us a chance to update the NESCAC scoreboard. We're getting ready to start overtime here. Just one update. Middlebury has defeated Wesleyan in women's hockey 4-2 at Kenyon Arena. The Lady Panthers getting the win today. Other games, late third period, Bowdoin still up on Amherst 2-1. Late third period, Colby and Hamilton tied at 1. Well, and Williams and Trinity at last update, still 2-1 Trinity in the second. That might be heading close to the third now. In fact, it's just about they're at second intermission, 2-1. Is the score there. Overtime is underway here. Normal 5-on-5 hockey. Dumped into the Middlebury zone. Skating after this one and getting bumped is Jantz. Jantz tried to win the puck behind the net. Couldn't quite do so. Panthers going from right to left now as everybody switches ends in overtime. This will be icing against Middlebury. So a face-off all the way back in the Middlebury zone. To the left of Liam Moorfield Yee. 4:37 to go in overtime. Tied. At 3. Off the draw. Won by the Panthers. And Fishman behind his own net. Ron Fishman slowly now built up some speed, skates it out to the neutral zone. Fishman dumps it in from the blue line. Spriggins tried to glove it down and couldn't. Fishman behind the net now. Stevens centered it out in front, but it's blocked off. Intended for new goal. Away in the other direction, Klein. And across the Panther line. Klein shooting, it's deflected. Still loose, and now here goes Newgold. Evan Newgold. And then you give over. Charles couldn't tee it up. Newgold comes in to help out. Panthers still with it. getting knocked down was McGovern. That allows Wesleyan to go the other way. Behind the net, Malinowski centered it, but Moorfield Yee cuts it off. Now here go the Panthers. It's Gogan. Terry Gogan shooting. Glove save made and held on to by Dawson Sprigging. 3:40 to go in overtime. Tied at 3. Face-off will be to the left of Dawson Spriggings. Paul Salvi to take the draw against Andy Espinoza. Off the tie-up. Trying to work himself free of Stevens. He's being all sorts of tied up. We play on. I have to see something blatant to get called in overtime here. Behind the net. And now eventually this will be chipped up and out of the zone by Tanaka. Neutral zone and a Gogan backhand back into the Cardinal end. Tanaka getting onto this puck again. Bumped off, chopped out by Haggerty, kept in the zone momentarily, but then Haggerty in the neutral zone. Neary, Gogan, and dumped into the Wesleyan zone. Tidingo goes around the boards, kept in by McKee. McKee on the hard around. Neary stepping up to this one. 2:52 to go in overtime, tied at 3. Stevens behind the net, tried to center it out in front. That's cut off. Skating away now, Carlacci. Alex Carlacci with it. Neutral zone at the red line, dumps into the Panther end. Gogan back for this one. Line change on full scale for the Cardinals. Long pass, chipped into the zone by Tkachuk, I should say. 2:25 to go in overtime, tied at 3. Skating ahead with this one, Eric Casey. In across the Panther line, chips in and goes and gets it. Far corner. Behind the net now, Durkin tried to center it out in front. That's blocked off. A turnaround shot by Durkin as well is also blocked. That's still the Cardinals' keep, if only for a moment. Now it's out to the neutral zone. Yablong at the red line. Dumps it or just shoots it in. Glove down by Moorfield Yee. Now set up. Fishman in the far corner. Ron Fishman steps across and gives to Neary. Neary with a buck 49 to go in overtime. A bouncing puck. Spriggings had it hop right into his glove. And he holds on with 1:46 to go in overtime. Tied at 3. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., Panthers take on the Trinity Bantams from Hartford. Pre-game show, the LaVerge Church HD pre-game show starts here at 3:30 on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Another big face-off deep in Wesleyan territory. Newgold lost the draw, though. The Panthers trying to set up a forecheck. Instead, comes out the center. Tanaka, one-on-two, dumps it in, and the foot race is on. Tanaka tied up with Cage. Crowd wanted a call, none given. Cage behind his own net. And stick might have been broken, and he had to drop it. Either way, the puck does come out into the neutral zone. Cage lost his stick. He had to drop his stick because it was broken. It's laying broken behind the Wesleyan net. Comes around the wall and eventually up and out to center and all the way down. This will be an icing. Nope, not enough legs on it, so the icing waves off. Last minute of play in this game, tied at 3. Najar tried to step in. It knocked off his stick to center. Neary back for McGovern. Cross ice pass. Fishman, he gets up in at the blue line and back out to the neutral zone. Neary with it. Neary, everybody's onside. Shot goes wide. Rebound Fishman with 40 seconds to go in overtime. Back to the point. Neary winds, fires. Bouncing puck, and never gets through to goal. Now skating ahead with this one the other way. Chance. Jordan Jantz, cross-ice pass from Matthews. Matthews, centered one out in front, save made. A couple players jab away at it, but Moorfield Yee stays strong with 24 seconds to go in overtime. Tied at three, I should say. The late arriving crowd's a nice one here at Spurrier Snyder Rink. Face off to the right of Liam Moorfield Yee, who came on in relief of Stephen Klein at the 11:54 mark of the second period. In the face-off to his right, won by the Cardinals, dumped down low by Casey. Houston still hasn't been shut off. Finally does get shut off. 15 to go in the game. Cardinals still with it. Right wing circle, trying to set one up. Espinoza knocked off his stick with 8 to go. Neary dumps it into the zone with 5 to go. Spriggings is going to send it around. Last opportunity, he bounces over his stick. And this will end in a 3-3 tie. The Panthers once again had a 3-1 lead in this game. Stephen Klein goes out. And they could not hold the lead as a 5-on-3 power play made it 3-2. And then in third period, a bounce out in front tied it all up in 3, and that's the way it ends. Back with a recap in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
The Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge, now at Dillon Motorsports in Plattsburgh.
Check out the many incentives Polaris has this month.
0% APR for up to 60 months, or 1% for 84 months. Up to a 3-year extended limited warranty or rebates of up to $2,000. And their ride guarantee. If you're unable to accumulate 300 miles on your sled by March, Polaris will give you an additional 12 months extended limited factory warranty.
It's the Polaris Terrain Domination Challenge at Dillon Motorsports.
7 Della Drive in Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
It's been the situation most of this season. Panthers, another tie, for both teams actually, another tie against Wesleyan. It was 3-3. Back in Middlebury, back in early January. That's a 3-3 tie again here tonight in two games that really draw parallels. The Panthers in that game, granted, 5 goals were scored in the third period. Middlebury had a 2-0 lead in that game. eventually worked its way to a 3-3 tie. And this evening here, about a month later, another one at Wesleyan. They had a 3-1 lead in the second, and it ends up being a 3-3 tie. One goal in the third period came at the 8:15 mark. It was 3-2 Panthers, but Wesleyan had the puck deep in Panther territory and worked out in front to tie it. A long pass deflected in. Fishman back for it. Pestered there by Casey. Sends it around the wall. Where bouncer comes out to the point. White, his shot, never gets through. Beery goes behind, but nothing but White throws down front. Score! William Moorfield, he lost sight of the puck behind. And it was stuffed home with 11:45 to go in the third. The game is tied at 3. And it was Tanaka scoring the goal, his fifth from Espinosa. Espinosa is the one that kind of created the mayhem behind and sent it out in front where Tanaka was able to just jab it home. Moorfield Yee had lost sight of the puck, as he said, for just a moment. And he knew there was something going on out in front, turned around, only got a piece of it, squirted behind him. The puck did. And so Tanaka's fifth from Espinosa at 8:15. That's the only goal in the third period. No goals in overtime. And so our final score is 3-3. When we come back, Stars of the Game, we'll give you the other scores in the NESCAC again to set you up for tomorrow. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here, 3-3 our final score between Middlebury and Wesleyan. The Stars of the Game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. The third star of the game was, and it's tough to reach, there were several players that played good today. Third star of the game, Mark McClellan. McClellan scoring the second goal of the game, but overall just played a very solid game all the way through. Mark McClellan gets a third star of the game. Second star from Wesleyan, it's their number 7, Chad Malinowski. He had 2 assists in the game, but he was also a force defensively in this one. The number 1 star of the game is Brendan McGovern, number 39. Created a lot of opportunities out there. 2 assists for McGovern on the evening as well. He's the number 1 star of the game. Mike Najar played well as well. Kamil Tkachuk played well. A lot of guys did play. Ron Fishman played a solid game. He's the usual engineer as well. In the end, those are the 3 stars of the game for the evening. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. To set things up, there's a minute to go in overtime in Colby and Hamilton in Clinton, New York. That's tied at 1. Bowdoin has beaten Amherst 3-1. Williams and Trinity in a dandy third period in that game, tied at 3. And Tufts at last, midway through the second, had a 2-0 lead on Connecticut College. So what does that do for the standings? Well, right now as it stands, Middlebury now 5-2-6, Wesleyan 2-4-7 in the league. Wesleyan's not going to be able to jump above Bowdoin or Amherst, judging by this one. So they may get even. They'll get even with Bowdoin, I should say, but that should be it, as everything looks like it'll just stay the same. They'll get even with Amherst, I should say. Amherst lost to Bowdoin today. So Bowdoin creeps up a little bit closer to Middlebury, but Middlebury's still holding on to the four spot. And Hamilton third, Williams second, and Trinity first. And it sets up tomorrow afternoon's game when Middlebury visits Trinity. Of course, the Bantams, number 7 in the country, and 14-3-1 overall in the season, 10-2 within the NESCAC. And it should prove to be another good one, and we'll see what the Panthers can put together for tomorrow afternoon's game against the Trinity Bantams. We will start it all with the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show at 3:30 p.m., followed by the face-off at 4 p.m. on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Jim Tye back in the studio, doing a great job as always, pushing the buttons for us on this one. Thank you very much, sir. My name is Brett Luther. I want to thank you for listening to this coverage of Middlebury College Hockey. Our final score here from Spurrier Snyder Rink, the Middlebury College Panthers 3 and the Wesleyan University Cardinals 3. Until tomorrow from Hartford, we bid you good night from Middletown, Connecticut.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union in Vergennes. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware, Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.